Hi, my name is Annie Cost, and today I will be talking to you about what happened on 9/11. On September 11th, 2001, four passenger planes were hijacked by Islamic terrorists. Two of the planes crashed into the World Trade Center, killing more than 3,000 civilians. This was the worst terrorist attack that had happened in the U.S. But was 9/11 really a terrorist attack? I believe that what actually happened on 9/11 was an inside job. When the first plane crashed into the tower, the building exploded almost as if a plane didn't crash into it at all. There's no doubt that a plane would cause damage if it was crashed, but the building almost looked like it had been bombed. If you watch the videos on 9/11, you can see that you can't even see the first plane hit the towers. It's like it came out of nowhere. Someone had to have access to the buildings and knew exactly where to put the explosives. On the day of the attack, the Nade brothers were in New York City doing a documentary about the New York City firefighters. This clip is the only known footage of the first plane hitting the first tower. This documentary was going to be assembled at a later date and was not yet televised. In fact, there was no live coverage at all as it hit the North Tower. Our president at the time, George Walker Bush, was asked by a little boy on what's the first thing that went through your head when the first plane crashed the first tower. He said that he was sitting in a schoolhouse in Florida and he had walked in the classroom and had seen on TV a plane flying to the first building. But there had been no live coverage of the first plane crashing into the tower. So how could he have seen the videotape of it if it didn't surface until the next day? I don't believe that 9/11 was a terrorist attack. This was an inside job done by the government.